Kate's Take, Season 7, Episode 7, The Launch Phase. Yay! Congratulations! You made it to the launch phase, and holy wow, I know exactly how much work you've put into this. I'm very excited to be walking through what this special and exciting day might very well look like for you, because it's exactly what launch day looked like for us when we pushed live on the Freedom Journal campaign on Kickstarter.
Oh my goodness, Fire Nation. The day is here. It has finally arrived. The Freedom Journal Kickstarter campaign has launched, and I could not be more excited. We have some incredible rewards waiting for you over at thefreedomjournal.com. That'll take you right to the Kickstarter campaign. And my friends, the rewards that we have there are awesome, but they are limited. A quick teaser of one of them. I have 60 potentials of this that after you set and accomplish your number one goal, I'm going to bring you, that's right, you on EO Fire to talk about that. And we have over 20 other reward levels and bonuses, but again, they're going fast. So get over to thefreedomjournal.com. Check out that killer Kickstarter campaign. Get ready to set and accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. And this is day one of the 33-day campaign. I'm going to be giving you updates of this campaign every single day. This first episode is a special episode between myself and Kate Lynn Erickson to kick it all off. So we have a lot of awesomeness awaiting. I'd press pause though. Get over to thefreedomjournal.com. Make sure you lock in your Freedom Journal today. Then come back, press play, and listen to this great episode. thefreedomjournal.com. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Now, in the last episode, I covered three reasons why we decided to launch on Kickstarter. Number one, the potential exposure and transparency of the platform. Number two, the customization and the opportunities that the Kickstarter platform offers. And number three, the engagement and participation. Throughout today's episode, the launch episode, you're going to see how integral each of these things were to the success of not only our launch day, but the success of the 32 days that followed. Because really, when we talk about launch day, yes, this is a single event. The launch day only happens once. But what was so critical in our case is that we treated every single one of the 33 days as if it were launch day. So, what exactly happened come launch day? Well, Monday, January 4th, marked the day the Freedom Journal launched on Kickstarter. This is back in 2016. The suspense was intense. John literally woke up at 3:30 a.m. Pacific time to push publish on the campaign. This was after months and months of our team working hard on a strategy that we checked and double-checked, and triple-checked. When I left for the gym right about 7 a.m., we had already hit our funding goal of $25,000, and John was already writing a personal check to Pencils of Promise to build our first school in a developing country on behalf of Fire Nation. January 4th was a day that we will always remember. Checking the page every 15 minutes, fielding amazing emails and posts on social media from our supporters. It's hard to explain the feelings that we were experiencing that day. In order to celebrate the launch with others in person, we also decided to throw a launch party. That night, we hosted the Freedom Journal launch party right in San Diego, and the turnout was amazing. The launch party not only gave us an opportunity to celebrate the Freedom Journal campaign with our community, but it also gave us the opportunity to provide a physical connection between some of our biggest fans and the journal itself. This resulted in dozens of pledges and multiple up pledges right then and there at the launch party. Remember, launch day should be an event. This is a celebration, and it's something you should definitely be sharing with those who have been along on this journey with you. We were also able to leverage some really cool little special deals and treats for people who showed up to the launch party in order to thank them and also bring the Freedom Journal to the forefront. As an example, if you were at the launch party and you pledged at the 5 Freedom Journal level, then we would actually hand you a physical Freedom Journal right then and there. You would then literally be one of the first people to ever hold the Freedom Journal in their hands. Now, as I alluded to earlier in the intro, it's definitely safe to say that launch day was super intense. But what was even more intense is the 33 days of hard work and focus that would follow. Once January 4th hit and we knew the Freedom Journal campaign was going to be a success, our immediate focus turned towards keeping our momentum going strong. Kickstarter is super helpful in this regard because you can do some pretty cool things like add new levels to your campaign, email just those who have pledged at a certain level with a note, and change the number of spots available at any given level. Now, if you're using Kickstarter, all of this is going to be very super applicable, and I really urge you to go ahead and open those eardrums because this is going to be some value bombs. If you're not using Kickstarter, I really urge you to try and apply this to your situation. Maybe you're doing a quote-unquote cart open situation where for the next 7 days, people have the opportunity to jump in on your launch. That might be the case. This might be you launching something that's always going to be open. And it might just be that you're launching literally one single day and then it's no more. Like, this is people's one chance to get in on this. So I really urge you to try and apply what I'm about to talk about to your specific situation. I'm going to be likening it to Kickstarter because that was our experience. But these tips and strategies I'm going to talk about for how we made launch day such a success and how we made the following 33 days such a success can be applied to so many different situations. First up, let's hear from John about this whole 33-day thing.
Well, I definitely did do a lot of research around successful crowdfunding campaigns in the past, both via Indiegogo and Kickstarter. And it was just pretty consistent that, you know, somewhere between 25 to 35 to 45 days, like that was really the recommended time frame. And so I was doing a little bit of thinking and saying, hey, like I want people to be on board for this entire campaign. Like, what's a number that people can really get behind, get excited about, that's really memorable? And the number 33 just kept coming up for me. I mean, I just like that 33. Like, it's just very simple. Of course, being from New England and growing up a Boston Celtics fan, I mean, Larry Bird jersey 33 is like everybody knows, like 33 Larry Bird. Like, that was just a thing growing up. So those were always reasons that it was a big number for me. I mean, Caitlin Erickson is about to turn 33. I mean, that's a really big year. But the reality is I knew that people could remember. I knew that people could say, you know what, this is a 33-day campaign. And like, they know it's going to launch January 4th because we're going to have this big launch around it. And then we're just going to really bring it home strong. So that just kind of made sense for me that I knew about how long the campaign was if it was going to model other successful campaigns. And so I just jumped on board with the 33 and just went running with it. And also a good thing about that was as well is that that allowed us to launch on a Monday and end on a Friday, which I thought was really cool.
So now you have the rundown on the 33 days. Let's go ahead and get back to those other strategies I already referred to. Okay, so I talked about how you could change the number of spots available at any given level on Kickstarter, that you can add new levels to your campaign. So something that you cannot do is make changes to an existing level once someone has made a pledge towards that level, unless it's just to change the number of spots available. So as day one came and went, we had an amazing blowout launch party. So many people came out to show their support, which was so, so touching. We're so grateful. John went ahead and put on his walking shoes and took 10,000 steps every single day of those 33 days around Sail Bay. Remember, this is like way back to where John first told me about his idea. Those walks that he took resulted in some massive aha moments in regards to how we could keep the momentum of the campaign going. Remember, you have to give yourself space to think. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself on that hamster wheel, just returning to the same ideas over and over and over again. Give yourself space so that you have the opportunity to think about some new ideas. So while the 33-day marketing strategy, this is what I talked about in the marketing phase episode, while those 33 days, everything that we had planned out, the ask, we were doing 33 days of content, the involvement that Fire Nation had, our community, they were on this journey with us, we were giving them an experience, our partnership with Pencils of Promise, and all of our social media and paid advertising, all of that was definitely helping keep eyes and attention on the campaign the entire time. That's how we planned it. We knew that we didn't want launch day to only last one day. We wanted every single day to feel like launch day. So our marketing strategy definitely helped with that. But there was one strategy that came after the fact that was without a doubt what kept our pledges high and our momentum strong. That strategy we now refer to as the up pledge strategy.
Yeah. So obviously the first week is where you get the highest burst of, attraction. And then the last week, last few days in the middle, you kind of get that flat line, but it's doing different things to keep the audience engaged, doing the updates and just providing different things where I believe the biggest part of our success, obviously we had all the podcast shows airing where it was hitting different audiences for like Lewis Howes or anybody else go on the different TV shows. The up pledges, the different things that we offered during the campaign where we said, hey, if you up to this level, I mean, if you look at it, we had a lot of people jump their pledge level from one to the next. I mean, at the end, we had one person go from, I think it was like less than $100 pledge level to a $10,000 pledge level. And that's why you got to keep the audience engaged and keep offering unique things that are timely. We said, hey, you have by Sunday night to do this. And if you up pledge, we're going to instantly send you something. For mine, we'll send you the course for free, whatever. That, I believe, was one of the main things that allowed us to keep the hype going throughout the whole campaign and all the way to the end. Because some people, they have the problem that they're obviously it dies out, but at the end, they have a lot of people take their pledge away. And we allowed to keep that momentum up.
So John came up with the idea to focus on specific camps of pledgers, meaning he wasn't going to try and figure out how we could get every single backer to up their pledge to a higher level. Instead, he was going to focus on a single level at a time. And he did some due diligence to figure out why those people had pledged at that particular level instead of a higher one. In doing that research, he found out that backers were really fired up by the idea that they could receive their Freedom Journal before anyone else. So what did John do? He emailed every single backer who had pledged at the one or two pack level, and he told them that if they up pledged in the next 24 hours to a four pack, that he was going to send them a fifth copy of the Freedom Journal for free today. This strategy as a whole resulted in over 413 up pledges. And that's not all. Throughout the campaign, we introduced a total of four new levels that didn't exist when we first launched the campaign. And those four new levels brought in an additional $33,000 in pledges. Introducing these new levels was the result of a lot of brainstorming amongst our launch team and listening to our backers and supporters. Also, simply testing different things out. Sometimes small tweaks can make a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's what design is as a whole. You know, it's a lot of experimentation. Nobody knows out of the gate exactly what they're going to do in terms of the brand. You kind of just have to, you know, evaluate the competition and make sure that you are branding to your audience. And then you've got to kind of like tinker with it and experiment and try different angles and try different types of marketing messages that correlate with the graphics. And eventually, after enough experimentation, you hit it on the head, you know, and you realize, okay, this is what we've been trying to do.
On January 26th, day 22 of our 33-day campaign, we hit our second funding goal, $350,000. And that day, John wrote his second $25,000 check to Pencils of Promise. Now, John used this up-pledge strategy throughout the campaign, and he continued to come up with new and unique ways to encourage those who had pledged at lower levels to up their pledge based on an incredible bonus that he was offering. As the close of the Kickstarter campaign drew closer, we knew we had to figure out a way to finish strong. We had initially talked about doing another party in San Diego to celebrate the last few hours of the campaign, and to also take time to really thank all those, again, who had contributed to its success. But given this campaign had such a wide reach, way far beyond San Diego County, we actually decided to celebrate the final 3 hours of the campaign with the world via a live streaming Blab. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck is Blab? Unfortunately, they didn't make it, so it's no longer available, but it's essentially like a Zoom.us or a Google Hangout, a YouTube Live-like situation. And our Blab spanned the final 3 hours that we were on Kickstarter. That was February 5th, 2016. During the 3 hours, John and I brought people in and out of the Blab sessions with us. We chatted about the creation of the Freedom Journal. We asked and answered a lot of great questions. And we just had an overall great time. The result of this? Multiple increased pledges and a lot of happy freedom lovers. This was also a marketing play that Brandon called out when I asked him what he thought was different about our Kickstarter campaign than others he had seen.
That momentum up and keep them captivated. And then that Blab at the end was perfect. I mean, I don't even remember what the number was, the amount of money we raised during that Blab, but we kept everybody there. We invited the audience and we just kept them excited all the way till the clock went to zero.
Our 33 days on Kickstarter went far beyond what we ever could have prepared for or imagined. And that's the beauty of it. John could have spent weeks, even months, wondering what was going to happen or not happen, which tactics would be successful and which wouldn't be, and whether or not the results of the campaign were going to meet his expectations. He could have set a goal to launch his first ever physical product and then become overwhelmed by the several moving pieces it was going to take to accomplish it. He could have continued thinking about the end product, never focusing on or realizing all the smaller steps that had to happen in order to help him get to the accomplishment of his goal. He could have done all of these things. But instead, John chose to believe in his idea. He chose to believe the goal he had set would impact thousands and eventually millions of people. He chose determination and focus as the habits that would allow him to reach his goal, knowing that unless he was able to accomplish what he had set out to do, that impact would never be possible.
One thing I will say, I remember that specific moment because as soon as I thought about creating a physical product, the first physical product that I was ever going to create in my life, I was anxious. I got nervous. I broke onto a little bit of a sweat. I mean, I had fear all surrounding it. And then I said, John, this is exactly what you talk about on EO Fire, is that all the magic happens outside of the comfort zone. And you are obviously super uncomfortable about the thoughts of making a physical product and everything that would go in the distribution and the creation and the sourcing of materials and the logistics. I mean, what a nightmare. And I was freaked out. And I said, okay, that's exactly why I have to go after this, because it's outside of my comfort zone and that's where all the magic happens. So that was a pretty brisk day in San Diego back in January of 2015. I remember you and I, Kate, went on a little walk and I kind of brought up the idea of the Freedom Journal and what it would be and the commitment that it would take. And I can say we had a pretty interesting discussion about that that did end with us saying, hey, let's do this.
Anthony Robbins says, our beliefs are like unquestioned commands, telling us how things are, what's possible and impossible, and what we can and cannot do. They shape every action, every thought, and every feeling that we experience. As a result, changing our belief systems is central to making any real and lasting change in our lives.
How does it feel to have accomplished this goal?
I will say that it feels pretty incredible because I am really able to look into the future and see just the pictures that Fire Nation is going to take when they get to their day 50. And they're like, I'm 50% to this goal and I'm actually halfway there. And it feels unbelievable. And then, of course, you know, day 75 and then day 100, like just sharing these huge milestones in their lives. And the fact that I know that so many people are going to use the Freedom Journal as that big domino that's going to finally start that domino effect of just amazing things in their lives. So I can't wait to see the pictures, the tweets, the inspiration, the ripple effect that the Freedom Journal is going to have on everybody that sits down and sets and accomplishes their number one goal in 100 days.
KTAC listeners, the launch phase is such an exciting time. You've been working for months on end, and you've been putting in so much time, energy, effort, sweat, blood, tears, frustrations. Now it's time to celebrate. And launch, while it might be a single day for you, or maybe a week, or maybe something like 33 days, it's going to be a lot of work. So buckle up. You've done all this preparation and planning for a reason. Now it's time to leverage all that preparation and planning. It's time to start leveraging the brainstorming and planning phase, the hiring phase, the marketing phase, because now everything comes together to help you push your idea out to the world. Congratulations, and thank you so much for joining me in episode 7 here in season 7. Coming up next here on Kate's Take, we're going to be covering our biggest lessons learned. That episode's going to be a doozy, so make sure you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you subscribe to podcasts, and I will catch you in the next episode.